to Keeping Up with the Kick-Ass Canadians. Today's guest is Olympic medalist Christina Groves, who has made great strides since retiring from her career as a competitive speed skater. Christina, welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So you've made quite a transition since you stopped competitive speed skating. You're currently studying sustainable energy development at the University of Calgary. Can you tell me why you chose that field?
Yeah, I mean, my background is in kinesiology. I did my undergrad degree while I was skating. Took me forever to finish, but I did that while I was skating. And I think when I was an athlete, I used to think that that was what I wanted to do. Maybe be a gym teacher. It was kind of relevant to me at the time. But when I quit speed skating, I was much older and had been around the block, I guess. And it took me a while to figure out that that was the program I wanted to do. But I've always been really interested in sustainability issues and the environment and energy, and both on a personal level, but just as well with respect to just the global economy and just how things work. So it was a really good fit, and thankfully the program was open to people from any background, and so they were happy to have me with my kinesiology degree. And it's been really, really interesting so far, and I'm enjoying it a lot.
Now, you mentioned that making that transition was challenging for you. Can you talk about that, how you went from being an Olympic medalist to sort of figuring out where you wanted to go with the rest of your life?
Yeah, honestly, it was pretty tough. I mean, I didn't quit because I had to. I quit because I didn't want to do it anymore. And I could have stayed at that level. I probably could still be at that level to some degree if I wanted to. So it was a very sort of powerful decision to walk away when I did. But having said that, I still didn't have any clue what I wanted to do. I didn't really have an exit plan. And so I'd say for about a year, year and a half, I was kind of lost. Thankfully, a few things came my way that made, you know, I guess maybe financially the transition a little bit easier. I started working for CBC, doing the commentating for speed skating, and I skied a lot. But basically, you just kind of have to, take the time to go through it. And every athlete will go through it in a different way. And for some, the transition is a lot easier than others. And for me, I would say it was probably middle of the road. Like, I didn't struggle extensively, but your whole life that you've known forever is gone. And I think the thing I struggled with the most was just the lack of structure in my day. So not really having something to do, not really knowing what I wanted to do. So it left me feeling lost. And then, you know, once I started school, everything kind of fell into place and I felt much more settled. And of course, the structure came back. And so, yeah, I mean, it's hard to kind of wrap up a year of that in a couple of minutes. But it wasn't totally enjoyable. But to say, I'm actually really glad I went through it at the same time.
Did it just sort of give you a clearer focus of where you wanted to go?
I guess it gave me the time to figure that out. It's not like I had quit speed skating and had to immediately find full-time employment. I mean, I was fortunate in that regard. It just takes time to process the things emotionally that you need to process, just in terms of, you know, what my identity is and what I relate to, and the relationships I have. And it took me a while to sort of let go of the whole fact that I'm an athlete and that I'm a speed skater. And you know, people still to this, you know, I'd ask me to do presentations and talks, and I'm slowly sort of pushing them back and saying, no, I don't do this kind of thing anymore, because, you know, going back and talking about the same thing and telling my story, it just kind of keeps me living in that time. And, you know, I'm happy to talk about the things I'm doing now. And I have done a few of those where I talk about transition. And but it really is just an opportunity to go through it and to process all that stuff. And it sounds kind of hokey, but you have to go through it.
Yeah. But you are still involved in sports. I mean, you mentioned commentating with CBC, and you're going to be working for them again for the Olympics in 2014. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
What are you most looking forward to about the Winter Games?
I really enjoy the work. Like, it's kind of fun. It's almost like a performance in some ways. You're just sitting there like at a desk, but it's you have to be pretty aware of what's happening and understand the racing and make sure you say things in a way that are simple enough for people to understand at home. The whole point is for me to educate and to explain to people at home watching on TV what is this sport all about. And so I enjoyed that part of the job quite a bit. And just being able to watch the racing. I've never really watched any racing at the Olympics ever. So it'll be fun to kind of just be on the other side and see it all unfold.
Yeah, less pressure, I'm sure.
Yeah, definitely.
And I wanted to ask you, you mentioned a while ago that you were going to be building a sustainable, eco-friendly house. Is that still in the works?
Yeah, it is. We actually have just sort of started in the last couple of weeks. It's been in the works for a long time. We bought the old, it's an old house on a dumpy little weird triangular shaped lot about in April 2011, I think, or 2012. Yeah, 2012. We rented it out for a year and spent the whole time planning it. And we started construction just about a month ago. And then, of course, it got really cold, so we had to stop. But they poured the foundation and they're working on the floor, and hopefully it'll start going up in the next little bit. But yeah, something I've wanted to do since high school. I don't know, I just do. I think it's awesome. These way we build houses is just so counterintuitive. In Calgary, it's just like a sea of massive suburban houses that don't take into consideration any of these kinds of things in terms of energy efficiency and like placement of the windows relative to the sun and all kinds of things like that. So yeah, it's something I'm kind of passionate about, and we're actually following through with it. So we're really excited, and should turn out, we hope it will turn out really well.
Yeah, I'm sure your studies must be feeding into that a bit, right?
A little bit, yeah. I mean, the program that I'm in is sort of it's mostly upstream, so energy production, so not necessarily end use, which is where I look at the house as kind of a sustainability from a and like the usage of the energy, like we're trying to reduce it as much as possible, as opposed to the program I'm in is more, you know, how do we get oil out of the ground, you know, how do solar panels work, like more the production, distribution, and I guess the economics of all the energy that we use. So it's kind of a neat comp, they complement each other for sure, but they're not, I guess, directly related.
Best of luck with all of it. And
Yeah, thank you.
if people want to find out more about you, then it's christinagroves.ca.
Yeah.
So yeah, have a wonderful time at Sochi. I look forward to following you, and thank you so much for being so honest and open this morning.
Oh, you're most welcome. Thanks for having me.